Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, one and all, wherever you are in this glorious, glorious planet of ours. And I say glorious because I tell you what, we've got summer here in the UK. Hooray, we hear you cheer. It's been glorious. I tell you, and it's amazing what a little bit of sunshine does to the soul. Because I've been bouncing today. I've absolutely bouncing. It's been great. I've got my loads of work. I've been sitting in the garden. I've got my my Italian tan back. Because if you don't know, obviously I'm half Italian. And it's just been a really great day. It's just in the last couple of days, it's been really nice. It's been nice to go outside and being able to relax, listen to the buzz of life going by, you know. And yeah, it's just been great. So I've got quite a few things to go through tonight before I go to the readings, okay? Now, if you don't already know, I do another show on Sunday evening called Spiritual Journey. It's on Spiritual Journey Radio, and it's the Psychic Round Table with Christine Matthews, and also there's another medium there, or psychic, called Scott Angel. Now, he was supposed to be my guest for this evening, but unfortunately, so he's had to cross over with something else, and he obviously can't make it this week. We just obviously say thank you to Scott. He will be with us at some stage. But on Sunday now, we were doing the show, and it was said over the airwaves that we would be asking for donations for the readings, obviously, because we as the broadcasters, the hosts, we actually pay for this radio show, and we don't charge for any readings. Now, this obviously goes for the same for this show, and I thought it was a really nice idea. However, we had donations, and it was decided actually then it would be split between the people that were there on that evening, and I got a share of that money. So I'd like to say thank you to everybody that actually donated on night, and you actually donated quite a bit of money. And so what I've actually done, and you can check this if you wish to, I've actually donated that money that you gave me to, I think it's a site called First Giving. It's an American site because all the donations came from the US, and it goes towards the families that were part of the horrific shootings in Colorado. But not only did I donate your money, I actually doubled it. So I put money out there as well to donate. So everybody that donated, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will be doing this again. And in fact, it sparked a little thing in my mind where actually, do you know what? Maybe I should be doing this here. Now, I'm not going to be charging for my show or my readings. But if you do feel, you know, that you'd like to donate, okay, you can have a look at my website, www.nick-humphries.com, okay, and you can go to, it's on one of the pages, Churches and Charities, and you can look at the list of charities that I support. They are UK-based, okay, so if you do feel, and I haven't done it yet, I meant to be doing it today, but I've just been so busy with phone calls coming in and so on, that there's a site over here called JustGiving, .co.uk, I think it is, or .com, something like that. And I will be linking that to my website. So if you do want to donate, okay, if you do get a reading and you feel like you want to donate a pound even or £2, please do go to my website. When it's ready, hopefully it should be up by Thursday. You'll be able to click on the link and you can choose whatever charity you'd like to help me raise money for. There's loads on there. There's Help the Heroes. There's Water Aid as well for Africa. We've got animal charities. We've got kids charities. We've got cancer charities. And we've got rainforest charities on there as well. So there's about 11 or 12 that I'm supporting. And also a fraction of money that I make from the shows that I do, a percentage of that will also be going towards these charities as well. You know, every little helps, as Tesco say. And so it raises a smile here. And, you know, it's what sparked this off is because it has been said, okay, that I am not charitable. I am charitable, okay? I don't have to be in the public eye to raise money. I don't have to shave my chest to raise money. All this. However, if you're willing to raise money, my wife's saying I should shave my chest because I'm half Italian. See, you know. So, however, if you do wish for me to have my chest shaved, I will be gladly do it for you. Okay, for a large sum of money to go to a charity. Okay. And I will do it, and I will record it, and I'll even invite, I don't know, if we can get a TV show to do it, or TV station to actually film it and put it on the news, or invite the news along, I will do that, gladly, okay? And that's really what I wanted to say, because we don't have to be in the public eye. Yes, my title is International Medium, but I don't have to be in the public eye to actually show that I'm raising money. You know, when I first started the church in Carmarthen here in Wales, I came up with the idea that actually if we can get people to donate canned food, soups and so on, we could then donate that to or parcel them up and give them to the elderly during the winter periods, you know, when they can't get out. So and we also then, myself and Helen, my wife, that's not two people. Helen is my wife. Okay. We actually had a stall and we donated. We went out to the wholesalers. We bought the stock and we donated stock from that stall. Okay. To the church. And then any money that was raised then was put back into church. Obviously pay for the mediums, pay for the hall, whatever we had left, we sent out to a local charity. So, you know, we don't have to be in the public eye. There are all these little things that we can do. We asked for blankets and sheets to be given to the homeless and woolly jumpers and stuff like that. That was quite successful. But it was quite hard to actually give the stuff out because there were a lot of places that wouldn't take it. And so, but it was worthwhile, I felt. It was really worthwhile. So tonight, what are we going to do? Well, I've got this competition. If you read my Facebook page, you will know that I've got a pair of tickets, okay? Thank you to, obviously, Touchstone Media for these tickets. I've got a pair of tickets for the Derek Acora and Colin Fry show, which will be taking place on the 27th of September, okay, in Cardiff. And I've actually got their page up at the moment. And it's, let me get it right, St. David's Hall in Cardiff, 27th of the 9th, 2012. Okay, you can go to Derek's website. It's all on there. But I have got a pair of tickets to give away. Okay, so I need a question that you need to answer. Okay, so are you listening, guys? Do you want to go to Cardiff? Because I'm going as well, so you'll get to meet me as well. So, okay, after, because, yeah, well, why not? You know, I'm a host of my own radio show and I'm in international medium. So, so if you want to come and see me and say hello, please answer this question, okay? And you need to send your answer to either PM me on my Facebook page, Nick Humphreys, or International Medium Nick Humphreys, or email me at info@nick-humphreys.com. Okay? info@nick-humphreys.com. Okay? So the question is, what am I half of? What am I half of? I've said it twice throughout this first 5 minutes or 10 minutes of this show, okay? I have been sunning my tan, okay? So what am I? I am half what? Okay, fill in the blank, okay? And I don't want to see, if you say, hang on, I think we've already had a reply. Hang on, I'm just going to double check. So, no, I'm not half a dog. I'll tell you what, if you don't live in the area and you still want to go to Cardiff, okay, please do, okay, because it'll be a really great night. And if it's the show that I think it is, okay, I think they may even get you up on stage. I'm not sure, don't guarantee it, okay, but it's going to be a great show. And as I say, I will also be there. So, and I can't wait. Do you know what? I might even give two pairs of tickets away tonight. Let's see how generous we get in, okay? Because it's been such a great day. It really has been such a great day. Also, obviously, I have to announce that obviously I've got my own tour starting next month. Hooray! A round of applause, a single round of applause for myself, okay? Starting on the 18th of next month, I am in the Maldron's Hotel in Cardiff, okay? Show starts at 7:30, doors open at 7, tickets are £8, you can buy the tickets on the door. It's just going to be a laugh, okay? It's going to be a very intimate and a good laugh. So just come along, come say hello. And in fact, I'll actually be out in the Cardiff streets on that day with my good wife, handing out leaflets, meeting people, you know, and having a genuinely good time. Hopefully the sun will be out. So if you're listening, okay, I want to also, just on this note, I want to quickly say hello to a few people that I know that are listening, okay? My newfound friend and brother that's in America, Jay Black. Peace to you, man. And obviously, I've got Jaron Reynolds that's listening as well. Tony Cook, I think, is listening. And there's a few others out there. If you are listening, like my cousin, and then hello. Cuz, we miss you, and hopefully see you soon. So, yeah. So email me, come on, info@nick-humphries, spelled HUMPHRIES.com, okay? Email me the answer. I'm not half a dog, okay? And I'm not half a wombat, okay? I am half what? I am half what nationality, okay? I am half what? So, my wife just said half English. Very good. Yeah, so not that part I'm after. I'm after the other part. So anyway, I'm after the best part. So right, so so it's just taking away my thought process there. So anyway, and again, you can listen to me at the Psychic Round Table this Sunday, okay? And it's at 10 PM UK time, okay? Which I believe is 4 PM or roughly about that time, Eastern time. Okay. There'll be me, myself, and I, and Scott Angel. If there's any other mediums that would like to come on and join us, please do. Okay. We're going to have a great show. I'll be in control of that show. We're going to just have a generally good laugh, as we always do. And yeah, it's great. I'm waiting for people to actually, before I go to any readings, I'm waiting for somebody to email me. I'm going to check my emails and see if anybody's actually emailed me the answer. No, I've had a mail delivery system. So, right. Okay. Fair dues. Do you know what? I'm going to get back to this charity business because it's something that actually means quite a lot to me as well. Because we actually... when I say we, I'm talking about Helen and myself. Obviously, we've got horses, and we care a lot about horses. And Helen had this message about a horse that was not in trouble, but it was just not well, you know. And it meant we planned to go, actually. We planned that weekend to go to Hereford and other areas to look for a new house. And this email came through to Helen. And... basically, it just said, you know, we need help to get this horse out of this field. Is there anybody that can help, you know? And so Helen sort of looked at me, smiled, and then answered and said, yeah, you know, we'd love to help, you know, which we would do. And this poor horse was skinny. It looked like it. I didn't go, unfortunately, because I had work and other stuff. Well, not work. What was I doing? I was looking after my daughter. There you go. That's work. And especially now she's walking and running around. It's even harder work. So, and this poor horse, when you actually looked at it, it looked like it had given up. It had given up its life. It didn't want to do anything, and bless its heart, okay? And Helen went there, picked up, helped get this horse out of this field, and... along with another good friend, Helen Goodwin, okay, that's got a stable not so far away from here, has taken this horse in, okay, and ask you for the email address in chat, okay. So the email address is info at nick-humphreys.com, all lowercase, okay? And right, so yeah, they went over and they got this horse out of this field, and they took it back to this other stables. And I tell you what, the work that Helen has done with this horse, this is Helen Goodwin. She has done some fantastic work with this horse. It looks great. It looks happy. It's found its life. It's found a purpose. You know, see, this is another way that we are charitable. We don't have to give donations or anything, but giving time, that's another way of being charitable. You know, being able to have maybe someone that's in dire straits or upset, and they come around your house to have a cup of tea and just talk about their problems, and you don't answer, you just listen. That's charity. You know, so I was actually devastated, actually, by the shooting. It really, I mean, there's a lot of things that touched my life, obviously the tsunami and stuff like that, and all these other dramatic killings that happened. But the fact that these people went out for enjoyment and came home on, you know, in a completely different state of mind, really sort of touched me, and the 6-year-old girl that lost her life as well. So, you know, I just think, you know, we should just all join together and bring peace to this world. We really should. So, I'm just typing my email address for people to, because I think there's people that want to answer the question. But they have to answer it correctly, okay? So we're going to go to some music in a second, and then when we come back, I will start opening the telephone lines, okay? I will read out the telephone lines for you now, which you need to have, okay? So if you're in the US, okay, you need to dial, okay, 760-283-4611, 760-283-4611. That's for the US, okay? Now, for the UK, is 001-760-283-4611. Please bear in mind that it's a chargeable phone call if you are in the UK. So if you do want a reading from me, okay, this evening, and you want to do it free, you need to go on to Skype, okay, and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Okay, the www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So that's free of charge. Okay, so I was going to say something else then. What else was I going to say? Yeah, so that's the numbers that you want to call. Okay, I need some people to answer these questions. I've got this pair of tickets. Yeah, just burning a hole in my pocket. So. No, I'm not half Australian. So, my friend Mystic, obviously, did you actually listen to the first part of the show, Mystic? Maybe not. You know, I'm sure. Now, I'm not saying this that this is absolute guaranteed. That I'm sure that if there is somebody that wants to go to Cardiff, but maybe I don't know. We have a spare room. Maybe I don't know. I'm being confirmed. We have a spare room. So if there's anybody that lives outside of Wales that wants to come to Cardiff on the 27th, bearing in mind the day after, we will be shooting straight up to Prestatyn in North Wales because I have my own show on. Okay. We do have a spare room. We're quite happy to put people up. Okay. It's not a problem. In fact, you can dog sit. It's not a problem. So, what's that? You can babysit. Yeah, you can babysit as well. So we are going to go to the first track of the evening. Okay. It's a great track. And when we come back, I will be... Well, guys, I'm really sorry about that. We're a bit behind the times here in rural Wales. We had a power cut, and everything in the house was doosh. I was like, oh, no. But I can announce that we have a winner for the competition. Woo! Round of applause for Tammy. She got the answer correct. Unfortunately, Kim, I am not half Welsh. Okay, you got the question correct. I am half Italian. Well done. If you can email me your information, like your name, obviously I know your name, but your contact details as well, I can forward that on then to Touchstone Media, where the tickets will be held at the door for you. Okay. Now, what do I do? What do I do? Do I be generous? Am I in a generous mood today? Am I in a generous mood? I'm not in a generous mood. I am in a generous. You sure I'm in a generous mood? I am. You sure I'm in a generous mood? Are you absolutely? I've got to be 100% sure that I'm in a generous mood. You're a woman, and you're always right. I'll question that. I'll tell you what. We have two winners. Okay, I will give away two pairs of tickets to the Derek Acora and Colin Fry show tonight, and we have a second winner. She put herself down as Hello Kitty. So well done. Congratulations, we have two winners. Woohoo! I have got more tickets. I will give away tickets next week as well. Okay, so no worries if you missed out this time. I'll have another question for you next week. Okay, but well done, guys. I just need your contact details to forward on to Touchstone Media. And obviously, I'll be looking forward to meeting you guys as well. If you haven't already, please go to my international medium, Nick Humphreys, page and like my page. I'd be most grateful. And from there, if you're not friends with me already, I will then send you a friend request and you can either accept it or turn it down. But you better accept it. So I would be really upset. So back to the telephone lines that you need to call, okay? So for the US, for our brothers and sisters out there in the US, 760-283-4611. Everywhere else in the UK, I believe it's just everywhere else, 001-760-283-4611. And for free readings, it's Skype, okay? And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. I nearly forgot myself then. But you can also go to my website. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. I am Nick Humphreys. I am your host. I am the medium for this evening, okay? And, you know, I do private sittings as well. Go to my website. You see that I've got a special on at the moment, okay? Crazy, crazy special. Now, I used to do my readings for an hour for 40 quid. Okay, that's 40 British pounds, okay? And I do these over Skype as well. So you guys in America, you can still have a reading via me for Skype, okay? But I have lowered my price, okay, to £30, okay? But I have a special on for 20 minutes. You can have a reading with me for 20 minutes for £10. How about that? What a crazy, crazy idea I've come up with, okay? And, so this is great. So we're going to go to the telephone lines, I believe, if I can find the technology to do so. And I believe the first call, I think, is area code 575, I think. I may be wrong. Hello?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Oh, hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Tammy, did you actually win the competition? Is this the same Tammy?
I think so.
Wow. Okay.
But I haven't received an email back from you. But I live in the States, so do you mind forwarding that to someone that you choose?
Okay. What do you mean? So you want me to forward your competition tickets to somebody that you know in the UK, or?
Somebody that you know.
Somebody that I know? Okay.
Yes.
Wow, very generous.
That's deserving. Okay.
My wife's put her hand up. We can go twice. Yay! So, yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. Okay, whereabouts are you calling from then, Tammy?
I'm calling from New Mexico.
New Mexico. Oh, bless you. Okay, and how can we help? When I say we, how can myself and the spirit world help you this evening?
Well, I've listened to your show a couple of times, and I'm just so grateful that you share your gifts with us. And I was just curious if there's any messages for me about purchasing an old home place for my son and his family.
an old home place, did you say?
Yes, one that's been sold, and do I need to repurchase it?
Okay, right, okay. Tammy, I'm being told, okay, and you could probably clarify this, okay, but I'm being told from the spirit world, there's a restriction around this. Would you understand this? There's a
no,
restriction.
I don't.
Okay, let me see what they mean. Can you come forward a bit? Okay. Oh, okay, right. Right. Would you understand the term red tape? There's some red tape to go through with this. Would you understand this?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. So this is something that you need to keep in mind. Actually, so it's not a bad thing, okay? All it is that they're just saying that things will probably move a bit slower than you would hope, okay? Thank you. And okay. And they keep giving me red tape. So there might be... why is it... I'm being told planning as well. Planning. Okay, planning. So I don't know if there's some sort of building work that needs to be done to this, or if planning, like they keep talking to me about planning. All they keep saying to me is planning. And maybe you need to plan properly about the move. Maybe that's what they're saying. Would you understand this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And while I'm talking and I'm saying I'm hearing this from the spirit world, I'm actually being told this by a lovely lady that's in the spirit world, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. And I'm getting a grandmother feel with this lady, but I don't feel, actually, she may not be family. I think she's probably someone that actually just is connected to you, looking after you, guiding you, that sort of thing. Okay, thank you. Once again. Okay. I'm being corrected. I'm sorry. she's just saying, actually, she's connected to mum, okay? Connected to mum, okay?
Okay.
But I want to... she would have had grey hair, okay, and it would have been quite long, but she would have had it either in a ponytail or just tied up in some sort of way. Okay, I'm going to give you this description because it might be important for when you talk to maybe family members.
Okay.
Right, okay. Okay, she's also just saying to me about legs, okay, legs. Now, when I'm being told about legs, I'm seeing a young pair of legs. Okay, these aren't hers. Okay. Right. Do you know anybody that's been young around you that's having problems with their legs?
No, but I can. Let me think on that.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm going to try and get a bit more clarification because I want to know what they're on about. Okay, thank you. Right. Oh, okay. You're not in caring or something like that, are you?
Do what?
Do you do caring or something like that? Do you do caring? You know, like caring for children or the elderly or something like that?
No, I don't.
Because what I'm being told, okay, and I have to give you, and I say it on every show that I do, I have to give you everything that Spirit give me, because it is only you who make sense of it, okay? Because,
okay.
Thank you. Again, they're giving it to me again. They're talking about, I'm feeling a child, okay, and having their legs, okay?
My step-grandson has a broken leg.
Oh, right, okay, right,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, so... She's making the connection then that she is part of the family. This lady is part of the family. So
okay.
This would be a grandmother figure, okay? So we'll get there in the end, okay? It's just that when she came first, she looked very angelic. She looked really this glowing white light. So she was full of life, obviously, when she was on the earth plane. And she's still full of life now in the spirit world. And she's watching over a lot, okay? Okay, thank you. Tell her what? Oh, sorry, I missed that. Say again. Okay. Right. Have you lost something recently? Because she's talking about the fact that you've lost something recently. I'm talking either an item, I don't know, not something physical, but there's an item. Okay. Have you lost some money? She's talking about losing money.
Yes.
Okay. Hang on a second. What? Can you say it again for me? Okay. Okay. Right. It's not lost, it's misplaced, she's saying. You don't understand this? But you understand that you've lost some money?
Yes.
Okay, right. I don't know why she's giving me this, okay? Because she's just saying to me, it's not lost, it's misplaced.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. It's almost like, it's like you're going to find it again. You're going to rediscover it. You know, you've put it down somewhere and it's been moved and you find it in a different place.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what I'm also feeling, because separate from what she's just said, I'm also feeling, actually, you may have lost, or I don't know if you can confirm this, this may be my logical brain coming in, but I almost feel like maybe you've lost a bit of money in something. Would that make any sense?
In something?
Yeah, so...
adventure?
Yeah, but I don't feel it's that. I'm just feeling that you've lost some money recently. That's all I'm being told. Do you know what? I'm gonna divert from this, because this lady is actually really quite calm, cool, calm and collective. But when I said that, she came up to me and she just tapped me on the back of the head. Not hard. She just, no, listen. So I'm having to listen to her, and she's also telling you to listen as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Because she's telling me that, she's telling me my mind is wandering, and this is what she's telling about you. So your mind is wandering about lots of different things at the moment. You understand this?
Yes.
Right. Okay, give me a bit more than see. Right. Okay. Some of the things they give me are really strange. She's talking about silver dust. Silver dust. Say again. Okay. She's talked about silver dust, and what she's just said is that you've discovered or you've seen silver dust. Would you understand this? It's really hard to explain. It's like a very fine dust, and it wouldn't have been a lot. Okay, it wouldn't have been like all over the mantelpiece or anywhere like that. It was just a fine, almost like glitter. And you saw it, and then it had gone. She's telling me, you'd understand this.
Yes, that was today. Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm going to say this to you, okay? Please understand this, okay? When spirit comes forward, okay, and they are in the physical, so they're coming through from the spirit world. They come through the veil into the physical world, okay? They leave a sprinkle of what we call spiritual dust, or what I call spiritual dust, okay? It's like, it's not ectoplasm, because that's what we give for spirit to stand in, but it's like that, okay?
Okay.
And it really, it's like Tinkerbell's fairy, that sort of stuff. It's when they come forward, they give this, they present it as a, it's not a presentation to say, here you go, here's a gift for you. It's a fact. They've actually been there and they've left it behind, but it doesn't stay very long.
Okay.
So what she's saying, I stood there. Thank you. She's talking about way. She said, I stood there and I realised, she said to me just a minute ago, I realised actually when I went back through, I'd left it behind. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Hang on a second. She's just saying something else. Say again.
Is there something
she wanted to tell me? Is there something she wanted to tell you? Hang on a second. Right. Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. She's also questioning a particular thing around your love life. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, she's just quite... love is all around you. Okay. Love is all around you. Okay. Right. Okay. She just said, she said something really bizarre, so I'll give it to you, okay? She just said, you don't always find it in a map. Very bizarre. Okay?
Can I say that again? You were cutting out.
You don't find it in, you don't find love within a map. Okay? I don't know what she means by that. Okay? It's very bizarre. Okay, give it to me. Can you give it to me in another way so she'd understand? Right. Okay. She's just saying, are you actually looking for a partner?
No, say that again, because you're cutting out. I'm sorry. I get half a syllable.
Are you looking for a partner? Because she's saying about a partner. Like, she's saying to me, like, you're looking for a partner.
Yes.
And this is why she's saying, you don't always have to find it in a man, okay?
Okay.
So there's plenty of other ways to find, I don't know what she means by that. Maybe you could find, you know, love within friends or family, that sort of thing. Okay. And she's also just finishing off here, okay? She's just talking about a gent, okay? And she's given me a description of quite broad, okay? And it looks like he would either be a lumberjack, worked with wood, but big hands, okay? Quite a big chap, but muscular, well built, but not, you know, not too big. Just, you know, it's just, I don't know, he's got a nice frame or physique, okay? Thank you. I feel this person's coming into your life, okay? So this person will present themselves into your life, okay? But he will be presented like he's a lumberjack. Like he would be, you know, maybe have a bit of shadow, you know, 5 o'clock shadow, a bit unshaven, that jeans, big boots, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to ask before we break off this link here?
Well, you know, I guess I was just like, is she connected to the home place, or is she from a different family?
No, again, you know, I'll stick with what I said, okay? I feel she's grandma on mum's side of the family.
Okay.
So she is connected to the family, not to this home place, but what she is doing, she's giving advice also about the home, this home thing, okay? What she said there is that there is going to be a restriction. You will get it, okay? But there is going to be some sort of restriction. I don't know what. Maybe there's, I don't know. I can't speculate because I don't know. But she first of all, she said there's going to be red tape. So what that means is that either there's going to be certain barriers that you have to go through to get to this place, okay?
Okay.
But I do feel a lot of positiveness around this as well.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Nick.
You're welcome.
Thank her. Thank you.
Take the love from the spirit world, sweetheart, because she's around. And if you see that sprinkle, that dusty stuff, okay?
I do a lot.
Oh. But thank you for phoning in, okay? And don't forget, you can, if you're not quite sure about the stuff that I've said, go back to mikespirit.fm and listen to the reading again in the archives, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sweetheart, take care.
Bye-bye.
So, there we go. The wonders of spirit, okay? They do give us some really weird stuff, I have to say. And as I am true to form, I will give you absolutely 100% of everything they will say. Okay, unless it's a swear word, I won't give you that. Okay, because we don't do swearing. We're quite polite here on the Nick Humphries Medium Show. So again, if you want to contact me, my website is www.nick-humphries.com. I am your host, Nick Humphries. And I was even tempted then to give out my mobile number, but I don't think I will because it's on my website. So let's go back to the telephone lines in a second, see if I'll just wait for the next caller to come through. They said I'm cutting in and out of the mic, but I'm just checking all the details here and everything's fine on my end. So we're going to go back to the callers. I need to shut the door because you can hear my baby crying. Just bear with me 1 second, okay? Yes, we have a very tired, very teething baby. So we're going to go to the next caller, okay? And it's caller 323. Are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
And welcome to Nick Humphries Medium Show. Can I take your name?
My name is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California. Superb. We have got a bit of your California sun over here this afternoon or today because it's lovely. How can I help you, sweetie?
I just wanted any messages regarding my financial status, if it will get better.
Okay. Financial stuff is always difficult. Look, key information. Okay. I'm just being told about invest. So it's almost like very much. I'm just being told that actually to be making it an investment. You'd understand this.
What was that?
You've had money or you've put money into an investment. You'd understand this.
No.
Okay, let me see what they mean because I'm definitely getting that. Is thank you. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. I need to clarify on this. Okay, because they're talking about investment. So what they are saying. Okay. Thank you. I'm being told this by a gentleman in the spirit world for you as well. I'll move to him in a second. So they talk about you need to invest, so put your money into an account where it's going to increase, okay? But I'm also being, thank you, it's also just telling me as well that actually you're quite a hard worker. Is it right you're doing two jobs? You're talking about two jobs.
No, I'm currently unemployed right now.
No, I'm being definitely being told two jobs. Okay, definitely two jobs. Okay. Okay. Right. I'm being told, I can't move back away from what I'm being told, okay? But I'm being definitely told two jobs. There are two jobs. Okay. Okay. And it's almost like you'll be finishing one job, you'll be finishing a shift, okay? And then you'll be going out and you'll be doing a different shift in a different job, okay? Okay. I'm also being told August is quite important as well. So August is where things will start moving better for you. Okay. Okay. And I'm also being told actually August is an anniversary of something as well. Okay. But you may need to look at family or ask family about this. Okay. Give me a bit more. Okay. This gentleman that I've got with me, okay, he's actually quite tall. He's about 5'9", okay. Thank you. I get a grandfather feel with him, okay? Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And this gentleman's actually, I want to say he's got a rounded face, okay? A round face, he's got hair down the side, a little bit of hair on top, maybe a bit thin on top. But I do get a really nice, gentle grandfather feel, okay? Do you understand who this gentleman is in your fat line?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's also just telling me as well that you need to be proactive, okay? Telling me you're not being so active recently. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. So you need... Okay, thank you. He's talking about a kickstart. So it's like you need a bit of enthusiasm. You need to get a bit of life. You understand as well?
Yes.
No, I'll tell you what, he's giving me the feeling of it's like things are quite boring. Do you understand this as well? He's just saying to me, it's like there's boredom set in. There's no life. You need the fresh kick of life. You need to be proactive, be going out there and explore. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. So just tell you as well that you're not looking at the right area. You're not looking in the right area for this job or this employment. In fact, they haven't looked properly at all. I understand this as well. Hello?
Hello.
Did you...
Sorry, I got cut off.
Oh, okay. Are you there?
Yes.
So he's just saying that you haven't been looking in the right areas, if at all. You'd understand this, okay? So you need to be a bit more...
Okay.
But you have got, like, the support from those around you as well. But they... Okay. But they can't expect to have that support all the time. Do you understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Did you give up on your studying? Because it's just saying to me about giving up on studies.
No, I barely finished recently. I'm going to start school again in the fall.
All right, so you finished early, or what, you didn't finish your studies, or you left school and then going back to it?
No, I finished this semester.
Oh, okay. So we're going for a break, okay, because it's the holiday period, okay. Right, okay. Okay. All I'm getting now is the fact that he's telling me over and again that you need to be looking in the right place. Okay, thank you. Because you're it's all, almost like you're just doing along. You haven't actually. Do you know what? He just said to me, hang on, stop. Because you haven't chosen a proper career path, or you're mixing up the ideas. Career path, you'd understand this?
Mm-hmm.
You do or you don't?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. Okay. And he's just saying to me, okay, thank you, that you need to be more sure of yourself, more, again, thank you, he just keeps saying to me, proactive. Okay. 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 Right, thank you. So, He's not saying that much more, to be honest. He's telling me that you need to just get out there. Saying, right? Okay. He's also just very briefly, you need to just check this with family. Okay. So he's talking about somebody with either a heart condition or a chest complaint. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just again, it just making, he's giving reassurance. Everything's going to be okay, about the heart complaint or chest complaint. It's not heart, but it's chest complaint. You understand what he means?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna leave it there, sweetheart. Okay.
So, okay. Thank you so much.
Very well as well. I think if you want to listen back, if you're clear and I've said so far, just go back to the archives at mikespirit.fm, okay, back as much as you like.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. Thank you for calling. Thank you. So, obviously, the very first caller we had was the competition winner, but they were in the States. So, we do have this fresh pair of tickets, okay, that Tammy kindly gave to me to give to somebody. I'm just trying to think of who I can give them to. Ooh, I'll have to think on that one. I really do. I know a couple of people that might be interested, but they can't go because they'd be babysitting. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break. I need to have a drink of water. Going to go to a music break here. We'll come back and then obviously we will go back into the hour with more readings. I know we've got callers waiting. I will get to you ASAP. Try and get, you know, I like to do quality rather than quantity, okay? So, and even if you come first and I have to spend 10 or 15 minutes with you, I will do, okay? And that's just the way it is. So keep listening, okay? Keep tuned, and I'll be back shortly after this very quick music break. Well, yes, it's true. I'm having trouble. I apologize deeply. I am having technical difficulties here in the UK. My internet, I think we're having like some flares actually, because every now and again we get this really bright light in the sky and it burns. No, I'm joking. It just seems to, like the internet keeps going, the electricity keeps, the lights keep flickering and going back and down, and it's not just us. I can see the street lights also, and other people's houses, their lights flickering as well. So there's something going on. We're not quite sure. I do ask that you bear with us. Okay. And I do apologize. Obviously, Skype and Blog Talk isn't always the best technology, but you know, it's great. I love it. So, and I know my producer is typing away at the moment, giving me some feedback. So, I'm Nick Humphries. Obviously, I'm your host. I'm your crazy host for the next hour. We are going to have guests on the show. I know my advert keeps saying about talking about guests and stuff. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that Chris Conway will join us next week. He won't be doing readings, but he will be talking about his stuff, other stuff that's going on. He's a great guy. I've also got a couple of other people lined up as well, which is good fun. And, keep an eye on my website, because there's lots of information going to be put on there. So, yeah, okay, earthquake. So, excuse me, I'm running around desperately trying to put in plugs and pull out plugs and stuff about the internet to see, make sure all the connections were great. So, we're going to go back to the telephone lines, and we're going to hopefully get a nice link from Spirit. And we're going to go to area code 301.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Technology's not, but I'm very well.
Yeah, I hear the interruption. I thought it was my line, but you confirmed it that it's not my line.
No, it's not your line. It's definitely our end, because we keep getting these little mini power cuts. They're so quick. So we don't know what's going on here. But can I tell you your name, sweetheart?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland in the U.S.
Okay, very nice. Very nice. I can't wait next year. I'm planning to come over there at some stage next year. So it'd be good to go to all these little places that people keep saying. So how can I help you this evening?
Well, my life has been just a mass of confusion for the last 2 years. Everything from my career to my love life to family. And I'm hoping that change is on the horizon. I hope I'm taking the appropriate next steps, and I'm hoping you can give me a bit of guidance.
Okay, let's see what we get here. Because as you came on, I just got, her life's a mess. Would you understand that?
Yes.
See, we're having this problem again, this technology problem. Did you hear what I said?
I'm sorry, could you repeat it?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. I am here. Honestly, I am here.
I'm hoping you can hear me. I can hear you fine.
Yeah. Okay. I can hear you.
Okay.
Something's going on. Something is going on with it all. I don't know. Okay. But I'll keep this link that I've got here going, okay? Yeah, actually, it's all flashing up on my screen that Blog Talk Radio keeps, or Skype keeps dying and coming back on. I'm not sure what's going on. Right, okay, thank you. It's going to sound really bizarre, okay? And I keep saying the word bizarre, but I'm being told that actually think you have to look at things in perspective, okay? And that you have to, thank you. Okay. I don't know if you can hear me. This is the difficult thing. It's not that you have to learn by the troubles that go, well, actually, yeah, it's about learning about the stuff that's going on. Okay. Can you hear me at all?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. But this isn't, it hasn't all happened at once. It's happened, like, one thing's happened, and then you've sort of got over that, and then something else has happened, and you're getting used to the idea of that. You understand what I mean so far?
I do.
Okay. Okay. And I've got to say, who are you, sweetheart? Okay, thank you. I'm being told, actually, like everybody, it's almost like we're having a complete clear out, okay? And this isn't just about you, this is about everybody that's listening, okay? Because I am going through the same process from my work to my not my love life, because my love life's great, but like my friendships and stuff like
right.
that. And everything seems to be either going absolutely 10 to a dozen, fantastically well, or it's going absolutely dire and just not good at all. But what it is doing, it's taking away all the negative stuff out of our lives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's leaving then that space for the more positive time to come ahead, okay? And everybody goes on about 2012, okay? And I will get a spirit link in a second, and I'll pass it on to you. But everybody keeps going on about 2012, how an amazing year it's going to be, okay? It is, okay? But we have to look past all the negative stuff that's going on, because what's going on is that 2012 is about a spiritual clear out, taking the negative away to bring in the new positive energy, not just from the spirit world, but for all of us. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And this is what I keep finding time and time again over the last, I want to say, 6 months. Okay, not so much like from January to February or March, but April onwards, all I've heard is from people saying, "This has gone really bad for me. What's going on?" It's everything that you've said. You know, my work, my love life, my money,
mm-hmm.
my home, all this sort of stuff. And it seems to be the same sort of thing going on and on all over the place, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Sweetheart, would you understand and recognise, I've got a lady here that was telling me she's a mum figure for you that's in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay, and I want to go to the point of saying, actually, I think she probably is your mum in spirit world. Do you understand this?
No. Like mom, but not mom.
Okay. Well, the first thing she said was, I'm like a mum. I was like a mum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What she's telling me is for you to calm down. Okay. She's telling me, can you just tell her to calm down? Okay. Because it's like it's unnerved you. It's really rattled your cage of what's going on. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And she's just saying, just tell her to calm down. And okay, thank you. Look at everything in perspective, exactly what I've just said, okay? Okay. Right. I'm saying this, not her, okay? Because we're saying a similar sort of thing. Because she's just said to me as well that sometimes what we need to do is look at the negative, what's going on. So people look at maybe they lose their job, okay? And they look at that as a negative. Of course it is, because we haven't got that finance coming in then. But actually, what's happening is it leaves it open then for something greater to come into play, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is what I want to say. So something greater is coming into play for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. She's also talking about a higher paid job for you as well. There's a higher paid job, okay? Thank you. Okay.
I hope so, because I'm unemployed.
Right, okay. But it's... When she says higher paid job and you're unemployed, and you're saying you're unemployed, it means that actually it's going to be a higher paid job than you were used to. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Right. Okay. It's almost, she's talking about to me about almost like a promotion. So it's like a step up from what you did before.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. She's telling me you've got kids as well. You understand this? I hope so.
I do.
Yeah. And she's telling me that they're great kids. Okay. Very, very energetic, she's telling me. Very energetic. Okay. Would you understand that one of them's a little bit misplaced? Would you understand what she means by that?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. She's just saying to me, this is just a phase. It's just a phase, okay? Right, okay. It's almost like a teenager type phase. You understand this?
Yes, that's gone on way too long. Yes, I understand.
But she's Okay, thank you. She's telling me to calm down because I'm walking around and I'm asking him to come forward. And she's saying, no, just calm down because she's telling me calm is coming into your life. Calm is coming into your life. Okay, thank you. Well, you'd understand, actually, she's talking about last Christmas. It was quite hard, she says. You'd understand that?
Yes.
You're going to have a much better Christmas this year, she just said, okay?
Oh, prayerfully, yes.
Right, okay. Right, she just said to me as well that there's a connection with Thanksgiving, with a passing. Would you understand this as well? She's talking about a passing with Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. And when she said that, it's almost like she raised a glass of sherry or something, okay? Okay. And she's almost like, you know, just like cheers. So it's like a memory, okay? So I'm not sure if she's linked to this passing or if she knew the person that passed. Okay, thank you. but I have to give you that. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what she means by that, okay? So don't take everything I've said so far as gospel, okay? She's
okay.
Just saying, because what she did, she gave me... gave me Thanksgiving. She said it's linked to a passing as well. And she rose a glass and said, cheers, okay? Or, you know, or
okay.
Thank you. Or, okay. 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 And, do you know, bizarrely enough as well, when she raised her glass, she's now telling me it's like a celebration. It's like a celebration. So it's like a to be remembered or a celebration of. Okay, you understand this?
I do.
Okay, really good. Okay. Right, okay. Say again. Right. She's also talking, not physically, but she's talking about you tripping yourself up. So she's telling me that you constantly trip yourself up. You'd understand what she means by this. So it's like you go to do something, but you don't do it, or you do something, you do it slightly wrong. Or do you understand what she means?
I do. I understand that completely.
Okay. She's talking about concentration. Concentrate. She's telling me to tell you to concentrate because your concentration is nil and void. It's like you find it very hard to concentrate at the moment. And when she gives this as well, okay, she's given me like my eyes are stinging, and they're, my eyes are going bananas in my head. It's like they are going from side to side, up and down. So would you understand this to be connected with yourself?
I do. I just feel like I have so many things that are disjointed that I can't concentrate. So I do understand exactly what you mean.
So you need to concentrate, okay? And I say this to everybody, okay? And if you listen to my radio show, you know, before, you hear me say it all the time, okay? Prioritize. Okay, you will obviously, you know, women are great at multitasking, but sometimes it gets on top of us, and you need to look at your life and go, right, okay, this is the most important, okay, this is the second most important. Let me concentrate on this for a week, okay, and then I'm going to concentrate on this for a week, okay, because then it gets your mind into that state of actually, you know, it's much more, you know, it's easier to do it that way. I find it easy anyway. That's my excuse, okay? Okay, thank you. Second. Okay, she just said pops is here. She just said pops is here. Okay, so pops I would take as a gentleman. It's in the spirit world, connected to this lovely lady as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
But she said quite clearly the word pops. Okay, so either he was known or called pops. If you don't understand, you could say, I don't understand the name. But
I do understand the name. I just did not know him.
Okay. 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 He was a strong man, but he... okay, thank you. He just said, yeah, you know, but I... He lost a lot of his strength prior to his passing, he's telling me, okay? Because he's come forward very, very strong, and then he made me feel very, very weak and very thin and feeble, okay? So he would have lost a lot of weight, a lot of physical strength, gentlemen, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, I didn't lose my mind, okay? Really, really great gentleman, a really, really great man. Okay, thank you. Okay, second. Okay. It's just saying that you just need. Okay, thank you. As I'm saying things, he's talking to me. So it's just saying to me that you need to. Thank you. Sit down, okay, and talk. Right. Okay. Thank you. See what I mean? He's talking to me. I'm going to ask him to stand back for a second. Right. He's telling me quite clearly, okay, he feels like he would have taken control, this gentleman, okay? So that's what he's giving me to give to you, control. You need to sit down with family, with your kids, partner, if there is one, okay, and actually talk openly about what's going on, you know? Say, look, kids, I need to talk to you about this and see what reaction you get. See, you know, and do you understand what I mean?
I do.
Just talking about that age, you need to have like a family meeting, talk about stuff openly, you know, and you might find actually things will come up that are fairly important and make you realize a few things about other stuff that's going on. So again, okay. But this gentleman is also talking about a man that's near you as well. You understand this? I do feel like a partner or a husband or something like that. Do you understand this?
No, not married. No partner. Bad relationship, but no partner.
Well, I have to give you this because when he's talking, he's talking like there's a gentleman involved in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about a gentleman involved in this conversation. So this could be, hang on a second, let me ask. Is this coming up then? Right. Ooh, okay. Are you into whirlwind romances? I hope so.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Are you into whirlwind romances?
Yes.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I feel this thing, okay, you know when I said you need to sit down as a family and talk openly about stuff, and
mm-hmm.
I said there is a man involved in this, I feel actually that things are going to happen where either you're going to be moving quite fast in a relationship, okay, and that you need to talk to everybody in the family about what's going on. Okay, but I don't feel anything horrible coming towards you. I feel that you just need to take time, calm down, prioritize your life. Work's coming to you, okay? But you need to concentrate more, okay? You need to just think about more about what you want to do and how you're going to go around it. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to leave it there, sweetheart. Take the love from the spirit world, this lovely lady and this gentleman, okay?
Thank you. Sweet.
If you want to listen back, you can do it at the archives in mikespirit.fm. Okay, sweet.
Thank you.
We're having some few technical issues here in, I don't know if it's all over the UK. Do I want to bring in a late guest? What do we do? Ooh, I'm being told, okay, yeah, why not? Let's bring in our late guest. Who have we got? I don't know who we got, if my producer would like to inform me as to who and when and where, we will do. So let me just quickly talk to you about different ways that we work, okay, and how I build up the energy, because it's all energy. I like to build up energy with movement. So spirit walk into my aura, okay, because I push out my aura and I ask them to step in. But it gives me an allowance and freedom to walk around. So I walk up and down, I walk into their energy and I walk back and I walk side to side, I walk around in circles. And I have actually had this reported as well that when I'm working, and I'm working on platform, in theatre, on stage, if anybody's near me, they have to walk away because the heat that is generated via me, okay, and it's not because I'm walking around lots and lots or it's the lights on me. You know, I've been in a church where it's been freezing cold, okay, and people have had to sit back because they can feel the heat generating through me. This is just energy and it's how it works, okay, and because I'm a trance medium as well, I like to have the allowance of the spirit coming that much closer, okay? and I can feel them properly, and I can see them. Yeah, you know, they stand there, and I can see them, and then I can feel their ailments, and or you know, if they had a broken leg, and so on, if they were 6 foot 2, or that sort of stuff. So it's a really great way of working. But we all work as mediums. We all work differently. So it's just the way I work. It's just the way I work. And the information we get is crazy, but I love it. And I do absolutely 100%, 200% love my job. And I'm so honored as well to be able to work with the spirit worlds. It is a great honor. So we do have a guest, I believe. Do we have a guest? I don't know if we have a guest. No, we don't have a guest. Oh, okay. Oh, see, you tease me and you pull me in and then you string me up and then you walk away. So we don't have a guest. Anyway, never mind. So it's a bit of a crazy show this week, okay? But thank you, obviously, well done to Hello Kitty for the... Sandra, should I say. And... Right, guys. Okay. So, Sandra also is now just telling me that she also lives in the US. Okay. So, I've still got 2 pairs of tickets to give away. Okay. If you do want to win tickets, just answer the same question of, you know, what half nationality am I? Okay. Email me info@nick-humphreys.com. Okay. If you're in the UK, please, 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 please just answer the question and you know, and come along to see Derek and Colin. It'd be a great evening. So, right, I'm going to go back. I'm going to see what's happening because the show seems to be going all over the place. So do we have another caller or do we have a guest? I'm asking my producer now. Hello? So, okay. We are going to go to another caller. I don't know what's happened to... Are we going to have a guest as well then? I'm just asking my producer. Why not? Let's ask him openly. Are we going to have a guest tonight? Is he going to come on for the last 40 minutes? No. Okay. Right here. Right, so we're going to go back to the telephone lines. We're going to go back to area code 954. Hello.
Oh, wonderful. My name is Luciana. Can you hear me?
Luciana.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I'm glad I got through.
Oh,
okay. I would like to know any divine messages you have for me.
Okay. First of all, I'd love to say that's a lovely, lovely name. Is that Italian?
Yes, it is. It comes from the Latin la luce, which means that which brings the light.
Fantastic name. Beautiful, beautiful Italian name. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, sorry, you wanted me to see if there was just any messages from the spirit world for you.
Sure. And if they have anything to do with my career, would be nice.
Okay. I know you've got Italian descendants, haven't you? Yes?
Yes, so I am Italian, yes.
But I'm not just talking about American Italian. I am talking about Italian Italian.
Yes. I'm not American.
No. Okay.
No, but I really am not American.
Okay. Right. Because this is going to sound really crazy. Because as I talk, I have got 2 lovely people coming forward, okay, from the spirit world. And they're a bit inquisitive as to what they're doing here, okay? Thank you. Okay, because they're talking it's like it's not orthodox, okay? It's not something that they would have believed they believe in the afterlife, but they don't believe that my wife's just signaling that she can feel the energy coming into the room.
Thank you.
They did, you know, obviously they believe in Christ, they believe in God, they believe in the afterlife, but they didn't ever think, actually, about coming forward and passing messages on, okay? And these people are, it's a male and female, okay? They are linked arm in arm, and they actually stand quite short as well. Okay, and I'm talking about what's short? Okay, what's that's like? That's about 5 foot five, 5 foot, maybe a bit more. If I'm five foot, right. So they're actually quite short. Okay, but
okay.
I want to say actually these are. Say again. They're talking to me in Italian. I don't understand Italian. Say again to me. Okay, thank you. They're telling me that they actually come from Italy. Okay.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Right, but they're also talking about a connection with parents. Okay, so your parents. Okay.
My parents.
Yeah. God, this is going to be really difficult. Now I know English is the universal language, but they're acting really quite thick. Okay. they keep giving me a name. Now, I don't know if it's a name of a place or if it's a name of a person.
Can you tell it to me?
I would if I could. I'm just trying to get... It sounds like the beginning part of it is Sabrina or... I can't get it right because they're standing there laughing. There's a little bit of a chuckle as well. Okay, so... Sabritia or something like that. It sounds like I don't know.
No. I'm trying to think of if somehow I can help you out because I don't know the name that you're trying to tell me. Otherwise, I would help you.
I want to work with them a bit more, okay? Because they are such lovely. Okay, thank you. Right, and do you know. You know, with Mediterranean people, when they love them, they dress in mourning. Okay, thank you. The gentleman is wearing black trousers, white shirt, black cap, and the lady is wearing a black black top and a black hood or something like a scarf over her head. Okay.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be a really hard connection for you to understand, okay? I'm going to try and give you as much detail as I can.
Okay, sure. Let me know if you need me to talk more, and then it'll help you to see if they can speak English.
I love
this. I think this is so neat. I want to know what they're trying to tell me.
Right. No, at the moment they're not saying anything. They were trying to give me the connection for you. Okay. Trying to give me the area of where they. Okay. Okay. They're telling me that they live down. Where is that? Where can you give me? Anybody's listening or everybody's listening, okay. There's a certain place I can work. To me, or I give them a blackboard and on the blackboard they can draw or write. And I'm asking them to write or draw map of Italy for me and point to where they used to live. Do you know? Okay. Right, so I can see the of Italy. I can see... what's the island? Oh, God. Right. They point mid Italy.
Okay, because you're breaking in and out, but are you saying the central of Italy because that's where we are from?
Yes, mid-Italy.
Yes, we're right by Rome.
Right, okay, well, there you go. So they are clarifying, they are part of the family, and they're from that area, okay? Would there be a town with the beginning name of... it sounds like I can't talk.
No, because my other grandmother is from Sulmona, which is a small town, but... my grandfather was very tall, so I don't know who those two little people that you're seeing are, but I'm sure they're connected to me because we come from a very big family and we have a lot of ancestry. Yes.
I keep hearing the letter M-A, M-A, okay?
M-A.
A.
M-A. Ooh, I don't know M-A. Because it's not even our last name.
No, it sounds like a place name. Okay, they keep like a plague name. Okay.
Oh, name. Okay, I'll try to remember something with the MA. Go ahead. This is interesting.
Okay.
My God. Because I believe in, like, you know, I believe in those things. So tell me, what else is it? What, do they see me successful?
I tell you what they're saying to me. Actually, you're very good at cooking. You understand this, obviously, being Italian.
Oh, my God, yes. Everybody
right?
that sees me tells me I'm good at cooking. I don't know what it is. I'm not fat. That's strange. Everybody tells me I'm very good at cooking. I cook. I like to cook. I enjoy it.
Okay. Sweetheart, have you ever thought about being self-employed? Because they're talking to me about you opening up like a bistro or something like that where you can serve your food.
Oh, wow. That's lovely. I am an artist. My profession is an artist, so I guess you could say I am self-employed, yes. And many people have told me that I should open, that's ironic that you say that I should open up a little restaurant, but that's too much work for me.
But they keep talking about you should open up a place where you can sell your stuff, so whether it's going to be your artwork or food. Or you can serve food and have your artwork up on the walls and people can buy your artwork while I'm sitting. Okay, just
like this. Oh, wow. Do they see me in America, though?
Do you see me in America? All I've heard is Little Italy, okay? So I would say that's probably yes, because there's Little Italy in America, isn't there?
Oh, I'm sorry, you broke out, Nick. I didn't hear you. I love your accent over there in Britain. Oh, my God, you guys have a nice accent.
Thank you. I heard Little Italy, okay? Now, I don't feel it's in Italy. I don't feel it's anywhere else, bar probably America, because I think there's a place called Little Italy in America. I might be wrong, okay?
No, you're right. In New York, there is a place called Little Italy. But I don't live in New York. Do they have a message for me? Like, am I going to be very successful? I've been told many times I'm going to be very well known.
Then, if you've already been told that, do you need me to tell you that again from Spirit World?
No, I want to know if they see that.
Let me ask. Okay. Take this as you will, okay? And please don't take it the wrong way, okay? You are going to be known, okay? You're going to be successful, I'm being told, okay? But then it will follow a name as well, because, how do I say it? People see you as a little bad.
I can't hear you, sorry. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Do people see you as a little bit mad?
As a little bit what?
Mad. No, crazy.
No, they come to me for intuitive readings. No, they don't see me as crazy. They see me as very fun. But I'm very, very good at what I do. And they buy the work.
The English language is a very difficult language, okay, because there are different levels of crazy. Now, I'm not talking about, like, you're mentally crazy or mentally doomed or anything like that, but when somebody's like, that she's a crazy lady, she's lovely, that sort of thing. So.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that there are many, because I have many engineers that come to me, and so I'm sure from their perspective I'm crazy.
Right, give me a bit more. Okay. Oh, okay. So, right. As I'm asking them to give me a little bit more information, what they're coming forward is, and I don't want to sound repetitive, they're coming forward. Now, at my area, well, actually, it's more my mid area, okay, and it was very, very tight. Okay, thank you. Right, thank you. No, I'm being told actually that there's another gentleman come forward. Okay.
Okay.
Now he's telling me that he was a smoker. He used to smoke.
Oh yeah, that's my uncle. Yes, that's my uncle Ferdinando. Yes.
And you'd understand that actually his part of the cause of him passing was due to him smoking. You understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because he's given me a really tight belly, okay? It's almost not chest, but belly. So either he had some sort of cancer caused from smoking, okay? But it was part of the cause that he passed over. He's quite tall. Okay. Okay. Okay, and he's just saying to me as well. Okay. He's just saying, just do as you do. Okay, do as you do is what he's saying. Do as you do, but he's a really really good accent. Do as you do, because you just need to do what you want to do. Okay, he's saying you need to stop worrying about whether or not you're going to be successful or anything, because if you do it, it will be. That's what he's saying.
Okay. Oh God. I wanted something concrete.
Sometimes we can't give you things that are concrete because we all have free will at the end of the day. You know, we all have our own minds and decisions that we can just choose the path.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you got through to him. That is so nice.
Okay. He's also just handed me a pair of glasses as well. So either he used to wear glasses or you actually need to have glasses.
I wear glasses.
Okay. But he's given me a pair of glasses.
Maybe am I traveling? Am I going to travel?
I'm not getting that information, sweetheart. Okay, so what I'm going to end it there, okay, because I do have other callers on the line waiting.
I know. You've been so wonderful, Nick. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Okay, everything you do.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. And you too. Continue doing what you do. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much. It means a lot.
Okay, ciao.
Ciao. It's funny, isn't it? Me saying today tonight that I'm half Italian. And I have this wonderful Italian lady coming forward and this lovely, lovely spirit from the spirit world that are also Italian. It's amazing. So, okay, so, right, so I'm just going to check my emails to see if anybody actually does want to win these tickets tonight. If not, I'm going to invite my family and my friends, and we're going to just shindig down to old Cardiff on the 27th of September to have a right old party with Derek Accor and Colin Fry. So, but no, nobody wants to win. It's just a shame. I will put them up again on offer next week, and just see what happens. I'll just keep advertising it, I think. So I think we're going to go to the last track of the evening, okay? And I might decide then actually next week to only do two tracks so I can get more readings in for you, because as you notice, obviously some readings can take a short period of time, some can take rather a long time. So we're going to get to the very last track of the evening, and I'm going to have a quick drink, and I will come back to you shortly to do a couple more readings as quick as I can.
I saw the cat at my door.
What a great track, hey? Fantastic track. I know everybody knocks Cliff Richard, but actually when his stuff in the late 70s was some of his, to me, was some of his best stuff on the planet. So we're going to go back to the telephone lines, and we're going to go to area code, let's decide. Who should we go with? 513 area code 513. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Very well, and yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Can I say your name, please?
Katrina.
Hi, Katrina. And whereabouts are you calling from, Katrina?
Ohio.
Ohio. And how can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to know if I have any messages from the other side, the other side, like a great-great-grandfather on my mother's side or anyone else.
Okay, so I can't guarantee who we get, okay? We open up the doorway for the spirit world to see who comes through for us, okay? Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Right. Right. As I'm linking in, okay, I'm just being told quite quickly, actually, that have you been upset recently as well? Because they're just telling me that you've been either down within yourself. You'd understand this?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. And also there's, I'm just being told as well, there's been confusion around the situation. You understand this as well?
Somewhat.
Okay. 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 Right. Okay. Have you actually phoned the show before? Have I spoken to you before?
Have I had what?
Have I actually spoken to you before?
No, but I was told about you by Christine.
Oh, by Christine. Oh, good old Christine. Okay. Right, okay. I'm asking if Spirit can come forward, okay? And as I do so, I'm picking up a gentleman that's in the spirit world. I'm not getting any connection as to who he is and why he's here just yet. I'm just being aware or being made aware that he's here, okay? His presence is being shown to me. He's quite tall in structure as well. He stands a little bit taller than me. I'm 5'9". He's just a little bit taller, okay?
Okay.
Okay, he's well presented as well. Okay. Right. Is he in? Okay. He's talking about mum, okay? Mum, okay, on the earth plane. Talk about mum on the earth plane. You understand that your mum is still on the earth plane. He's really quite quiet in what he's trying to tell me and the information he wants to give me, because he's just saying about stuff around you at the moment. He's like, you know, just don't, you know, just carry on and tell her that things are going to be okay. Okay.
Okay.
Because you've been quite worried about things around you, but also people around you as well. He's just telling me you've been quite worried about people around you. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
And also, you just said to me, okay, that some things are just not your concern. You'd understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell her. He's just said to me, do you know, can you just tell her that actually some things aren't your concern and that you need to concentrate on your own matters, okay? I don't feel like you're sticking your nose into business that's not meant to be there, okay? He just wants you to concentrate more on the stuff for yourself, okay?
Okay.
This gentleman's coming forward, okay? And the image that I'm getting when I look at him is that this man would have had greyish mottled hair, okay? And he would have had, not sideburns, but they would have been a little bit longer down just past the ears, okay? Okay.
Okay.
He's quite hard to get information out. He's just standing there. Okay, give me a bit more then, please.
Okay.
He's given me the name of, it sounds like Rufus or Richard or something like that. It's an R sounding name, okay?
Okay.
I have to go with Rufus. He's telling me to go with Rufus or that sort of sounding name. Would you understand this?
No, but I have some relatives named Richard, but I never heard of a Rufus.
Okay. It may be me. It may be Richard. It sounds like an R sounding name. I keep hearing. Hang on, you send me again. Okay. Right, it's saying me Rufus, but a middle name. Rufus as a middle name, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Really? Right. Okay. Okay. Would you have any connection? And I know I'm not meant to ask questions, okay? But I have to give you this, okay?
Okay.
He's given me.
Okay.
When I look at him, he's actually really well presented, okay? And I want to go back a few generations, okay? So,
okay.
But I feel like there's some sort of connection with the slave trade here. I don't know why, okay?
Okay.
Would you understand any of that within your family circle?
Yes, but I know I've been on Ancestry.com, and I have a great-great-grandfather who was born back in 1843 in Alabama. So it could be him or on my mother's side.
Okay. Because there's
but I know he had...
So it's just... It's like sugar cane or something like that. So I don't know what it is, but there's some sort of connection with the slave trade. So I'm not saying he traded in slave or what, but there is some sort of connection there. Okay.
Okay.
What he's doing, he's giving you evidence as to who he is. Okay, and what part of the family or history of the family that he's from. Okay. And
okay.
Because when I look at him, when I say he's very well presented, I'm talking either looks like a top hat and towels, so his jacket would have had towels, how they would have done, so like three-quarter length jacket type thing, okay, that they would have done at that period, okay? So this is going quite far back in your family. Okay, thank you. But his talk about, I don't know if you already said this, but mum's side of the family, you'd understand this. So was it...
Yes, you said it. He said I went far back in the family as far as researching him.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Okay,
I understand it now.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Okay. And he's just saying to me, the reason I've come forward, okay, is because it's to do with work, okay? Okay, thank you. And, right, okay. And about presenting ourselves, because he's coming forward well presented, okay? So it's about how we present ourselves to others, okay? So in our terms, he's all glammed up. You know, he looks good, okay? Well presented, and he's talking about the fact that thank you. He's saying to me, work around you is quite hard at the moment. You understand this?
Yes, because right now I'm unemployed, but I was thinking about taking some genealogy classes online in the fall.
Right. Okay. So did you say you're unemployed?
Yes, I'm unemployed.
Because he's talking about, obviously, he just said, you know, things are, your work environment is not that great at the moment, okay? But it's about the way that we present ourselves, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Why is he telling me that you need to smile more because you're not smiling?
Yeah, I've been like that since I was a child. I only smile like it's something that's funny.
Okay. Right. It just reminds me of something, and that's that if we smile to the world, the world will smile back. That's just something that I've always carried with me. So it doesn't matter how down you feel or how you look at the world, if you smile, the world will smile back at you. And it's true. Smiles are infectious, like sneezes. Okay? Right, okay. There's also, he's telling me about a boy that's around you. You understand there's a boy around you on the physical plane? Full of energy, quite strong.
You said a boy around me now?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is my boyfriend's son. That's all I can think of. But I don't see him every day.
No.
That's all I can think of.
Okay. Because he's talking about this, and I'm talking about a boy, okay? That this boy is actually, energy is really strong, okay? So this either he's very strong physically or he's just his character is really strong, okay? Because he's actually telling you, okay, to look at this boy and just look at the way he reacts to things, okay? Because this boy, from what I'm being told, just reacts in the most positive way possible. It doesn't matter what happens. He just smiles. He just smiles. Would you understand that? He just smiles all the time.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Just a bit more. Let's give him more. Okay. Right. It's also just telling me that you're looking into not this course that this genealogy thing that you're doing, okay, or going to be doing, but you're thinking about going into something else as well. Because he's telling me, can you just tell her to put this thing on hold? So you're going to go into something, or you're thinking about going into something. It's not a genealogy thing, okay? But you need to put it on hold just for a short while, he's saying to me. Okay? You'd understand what he means by this.
Yeah, I guess to put it on hold and that is something else coming that I should be doing.
Yeah, it could be. I don't feel that you need to put your genealogy course on hold, but maybe it's something else that you're thinking of doing that you need to put on hold. Okay, thank you. Okay, I want to put that in with a move of some sort. Either you're planning or thinking maybe of moving, okay? Or,
yeah.
Okay, you need to put this on hold.
Okay, put the move on hold too?
So forget the genealogy thing. That's great. Carry on with that. But you're thinking of moving, okay, or planning a move. You need to put that on hold, he's telling me, okay?
Okay. And can I ask you one more thing? The older man that's coming through, could this be my great-great-grandfather from the early 1800s?
That's the connection that I feel, yes.
Okay. Because I know you described him with the long beard and stuff, because I've seen an old picture of him, and that probably would be him.
Right. I'm getting a connection that actually it was on the mother's side of the family. You'd understand that as well.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just seeing if there's anything else. I'm just asking him to just stand back a little, stand forward a bit more, because he seems to be backing away. Okay.
Okay.
Right. He's telling me just one last thing. He's telling me that you shouldn't confuse matters. You seem to be getting confused in matters around you at the moment. Okay, you'd understand this as well.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. So I'm going to leave it there, sweetheart. Okay. And take the love. I tell you, this gentleman, if you found him on the genealogy site, okay, he is he's a diamond. He is a real nice guy, okay? And I think you should be inspired by, I've found the history on this guy and be inspired by his story, because it's going to give you a lot of courage and a lot of strength to do what you want to do as well. Because this man went through some hardship. I'll tell you that now. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. And you are very on point. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Take care. So, right. Okay. So, what time is it? We got a few minutes, 7 minutes, I think. I'm not sure if we've got any other callers. I'm just asking. See if we get any. Yeah, we got callers. So, I think what we do is we're going to get to the last caller. I'll try and squeeze in as much information as I can, because I'll try and do as many readings as I possibly can. So, the next caller then will be. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you? And who are you?
My name is Mary, and I'm from Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mary from Georgia.
I was wondering if you have anything from my parents. Things are kind of disheveled right now, and we need things to smooth out.
I can't guarantee we get.
That's okay. I understand. I understand.
So yeah, I'm getting a lady here. Okay. She's coming in. telling me that actually she went first. That's the first thing she said to me. I went first. Okay? So she's quite strong. Okay? Do you understand this, lady, from the spirit world that's saying this? You understand this?
This is probably my mother or my grandmother.
Okay. This lady would have stood relatively tall, about 5'8", 5'9", curlish. Mm-hmm. Okay? Showing curlish hair. To me, it looks brownish, but light brown. Okay, would you make sense of this?
Yes.
Okay. I want to put this to mum. You understand?
Right.
Okay. And she's telling me that she went first. She passed before your father did. Do you understand
this?
Yes,
she did. Very unexpectedly, yes.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, she's coming forward in energy. She is beaming. Okay. Do you know what she just said to me? What are you worried about?
She's probably got that twinkle in her eyes while she's telling you that too, with a sassy grin. But
lady, she's got such a positive light around her. Okay, she is full of energy, and this is exactly what she would have been like on the earth plane as well.
Yes.
In life,
yes.
She would have been full. Okay. Okay. She's telling me there's been a misunderstanding around you. You don't understand this. Something has taken place, but it's all around a misunderstanding. You don't understand this. Okay, thank you.
Does this have to do with work or...
Is it work or home, sweetie? Okay, work. I'm being told work. So something's happened at work that was just a misunderstanding. Is it work? Definitely work. Yeah, definitely work.
Okay, so things are going to smooth out?
It's just... okay, thank you. She's giving me an example. It's like somebody was told to do something and they done it, but they done it in their own little way and cross-wired, that sort of thing. So,
it did. It made you cross-fired. But it wasn't me that cross-fired. It was them that cross-fired, yes.
Yeah. So yeah. The relationship, the work relationship sort of took a bit of a beating, okay?
Yes.
But don't worry. Things are going to settle down. Okay, just give me a bit more. Okay. Okay. Now, again, without repeating myself from other readings that I've done this evening, I'm also being told about moving offices, okay, because she's shown me different offices. Okay, so either are you in an office work environment?
We had our own business, and we moved the office from Florida to Georgia, and then we're in the house now, and I want to open up my business in town, which is a store with a design studio upstairs.
Right.
So that's what I want to do.
Right.
And I know that this place is right, and I know she would love the place.
Okay. That's great. It's just linking in to who it is. Sweetheart, she's also given me Charlie as well. Charlie. She just said, oh, Charlie. And I want to take your attention to the earth plane. So there's a Charlie on the earth plane she's talking about. She would have been linked to a Charlie on the earth plane as well. Is that...
Wow. I would have to think about that one. I don't know. I mean, most of her family members are gone except for her brother Paul.
Right. Okay. I don't think it's fam. I think it's just like a friendship thing here. Okay.
A friend. Okay. Well, possibly. I don't know. I'll have to think about that. I'll put that name down.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to finish it quick because I'm running out of time. Okay. So,
okay.
She's saying, because she's also aware that I'm running out of time. It's quite funny. She's just saying. Just tell us. Just to take her time, okay? Relax, she's telling me. Relax, okay? There's nothing to worry about today, okay? But I'm going to have to finish it there, sweetheart, okay?
That's fine. How do I contact you?
Say again?
I mean, do you do this more in-depth somewhere else?
Go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, and it's all on there. You can Skype me through that account as well.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in. I'm going to have to finish off there, sweetheart.
That's fine. Thank you.
Take care. Well, guys, I have to finish there. till next week. Okay. Join me again, and we'll have a lovely guest hopefully next week. And I have to finish there, and I'll speak to you all soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.